All three of Mexico's main parties have selected their candidates for next year's presidential elections. So far, the leftist party candidate, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is ahead in the polls. His position has been helped in no small part by the disarray of the PRI, the party that ruled Mexico for 71 years. NPR's Lourdes García Navarro reports from Mexico City.
On Sunday, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI as it's known, had its first presidential primary ever as an opposition party. After ruling Mexico for seven decades, the PRI was defeated in 2000 by President Vicente Fox. For the past 5 years, the party has been trying to shake its image of corruption and patronage. Sitting on a corner in the upscale neighborhood of Condesa is Teresa Esparza. She's a PRI loyalist, and this day she's overseeing a voting booth. Traffic, though, has been slow. She says, we think that we have to renew ourselves. The times have changed, she says, and it requires us to as well. Although turnout was lackluster, Roberto Madrazo, the 53-year-old former governor of Tabasco province, won in a landslide. Madrazo, until recently, was the party chairman, and he's seen as an old-style power broker in line with the unreconstructed PRI, not the new one they're trying to project. In a news conference with the foreign press this week, Madrazo also made the case for the new PRI. He says the party has changed. That authoritarian PRI, that vertical PRI, that PRI where the president dominated everything, is over. That message, though, is being lost amid bitter fighting and mudslinging within the party ranks. The man who was fighting Madrazo for the PRI's nomination, Arturo Montiel, gave up the race after reports of corruption surfaced. The powerful teachers' union opposes Madrazo. They have usually been a bedrock of support for the party, but a fight between its leader, Elba Esther Gordillo, and Madrazo has dominated the headlines. There have been almost daily front-page stories of their exchanges. She's called him a liar and the shame of Mexico. He said she lacks moral authority. In an attempt to close ranks behind Madrazo, she's now been put on suspension by the party. But the fight has been costly. Ulises Beltrán is a politics professor and pollster in Mexico City.
It looks very noisy, very disgusting, and very bad because of what happened in the PRI. I think the damage to the party and to the candidacy of Roberto Madrazo is of enormous consequences.
The man to beat is the candidate of the leftist PRD party, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's a former Mexico City mayor who's promising to pay attention to the needs of those on the margins of society. 40% of the 106 million Mexicans live below the poverty line. But recent polls show his lead is shrinking. Former Energy Minister Felipe Calderón was a surprise nomination for the PAN, President Fox's party. Mexican law limits presidents to a single term, so Fox can't run again. His choice for the nomination was beaten by Calderón, a sign that the party is trying to distance itself from Fox, whom some view as a disappointment. Lourdes García Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.